请大家暂时保持站立。
Let's remain standing.
一起低头默祷，向天上神来祷告。
We will now pray to our Heavenly Father.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的主主基督，我们再次感谢你。
Gracious Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
感谢你前两天的带领。
We thank you for your guidance in the last 2 days.
让布道会顺利进行。
That our evangelical nights have proceeded smoothly.
让我们能够明白，人若不借着水与圣灵的重生，就不能够进入神的国。
That you have delivered a message to us that we, unless we are born of water and spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
今晚将是第三个晚上的布道会。
Tonight will be the third evangelical night.
求你再次的带领我们。
May your spirit again guide us.
主啊，你用第二日创造天地万物。
Lord, you have created the heavens and earth in 6 days.
第七天休息。
And rested on the 7th day.
你就把这一天分别为圣。
You have sanctified and hallowed this day.
又吩咐我们要遵守这一天为圣日。
And you have commanded that we shall remember to keep the Sabbath day holy.
以这一天为可喜乐、可尊重的。
That we can honor this day and to delight in this day.
在这一天。我们不说自己的私话。
On this day, we do not speak our own words.
不随自己的私意。
Do not follow our own will.
不做自己的私事。
Do not do our own things.
完全的奉献给你。
That we can completely devote this day to you.
因为你了解我们肉体的软弱与极限。
You know the limitations of our flesh and our weaknesses.
你设立这天，让我们的身心得以安息。
Therefore, you have established this day so that we can be rested both physically and spiritually.
凡遵守的人，必定从你领受福气。
And all who keep this command shall be able to receive your Sabbath promise of rest and blessings.
也能够进入将来永远的安息。
Furthermore, those who keep your Sabbath commandment can receive the eternal Sabbath in heaven.
主啊，我们感念你的爱。
Lord, we remember your love.
凭着信心与勇气。
And through our faith and our courage,
我们愿意把这个好消息告诉亲朋好友。
We are willing to proclaim your gospel of salvation to our friends and family.
愿圣灵感动大家的心。
May the Holy Spirit move everyone's hearts.
接受你为救主。
That they can receive you as their personal savior.
认定你就是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
And to receive you as the savior of all mankind.
也相信你会保守我们的生活、动作、存留。
And you will keep us and all our movements and every action and deed in your sight.
主啊，愿你悦纳我们的祷告。
Lord, please receive our prayer.
悦纳仆人的见证。
And to receive the testimony of your servant.
悦纳大家对真理的渴慕。
And to receive the thirst of the people listening.
悦纳诗班的颂赞声。
And receive the offering of praise from the choir.
最后愿一切颂赞荣耀都归在主您的名下。
Finally, may all glory and grace be unto the Lord's name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们很高兴的，仍然要请陈中央传道上来为主做见证。
We are very pleased to be able to introduce Preacher Chen from Taiwan to continue to conduct the sermons tonight.
假如还没有跟他沟通的人赶快趁机会有时间跟他聊。
In the short remaining days, feel free to spend time to discuss and communicate with him.
很难得他能够从地球的另外一端来到这里协助我们这一次的灵恩布道会。
It is a rare opportunity for Preacher Chen to be able to come from the other side of the globe to join us and support the evangelical work here.
在还没有请他以前上来做见证以前，我们先请诗班哪个诗班大家都应该很清楚今天是读到哪个诗班，昨天是青年诗班，今天呢成人诗班。
So today we'd like to invite the adult choir to present.
我们就请他们上来献诗。
We invite them to come and present now.
非常谢谢这个成人诗班啊，在这边献了这么优美的诗歌。
We're very thankful for our adult choir to deliver such beautiful praise.
愿他们所颂赞的声音啊，能够达到天上来赞美天上的真神。
May their voices of praise reach the heavenly ears.
那今天晚上小弟要跟大家一起来分享是享受主的安息日。
And this evening, we'd like to study the topic, Enjoy the Lord's Sabbath.
有关这个安息日在普世的基督教派看一看只有两个教派在守。
In the mainstream churches today, there are only two denominations that are keeping the Sabbath day.
一个就是安息日会。
One is the Seventh Day Adventist.
另外一个就是我们真耶稣教会。
And the other one would be the True Jesus Church.
可是这两个守的方式又不一样。
But the way we keep Sabbath in these two denominations are different.
安息日会所守的比较偏向就犹太人的这种安息日。
The Seventh Day Adventists keep the Sabbath more of the traditional Old Testament like the Jewish people.
那一般基督教派为什么不守安息日？
Now, why do most mainstream churches not keep the Sabbath day?
因为他们说安息日是律法所规定的。
Because they mistake that Sabbath day is of the old law.
现在已经是恩典时期。
Which they believe has been obliterated by the age of grace.
不用再守律法。
So they believe there's no need to keep the law.
因此又说现在是一个新的时代。
And they also said that this is a new age.
既然是新的时代，就改守主的日。
And since it's a new age, they change it to keep the Lord's day.
主的日就是一般他们讲的七日的第一日。
And the Lord's day refers to the first day of the week.
也就是我们今天的星期天。
Which is the Sunday.
那真的是这样子吗？
Is this true?
我就借着今天晚上短短的时间来按照圣经来跟大家分享。
This evening, I'd like to share with everyone the truth according to the Bible on the topic of Sabbath.
其实安息日并不是律法所规定的。
Actually, the day of Sabbath was not instituted under the Old Testament law.
安息日乃是主在创世的时候与他所造的人所立的约。
Actually, the day of Sabbath was established by our Creator and between him and his people.
我们看创世纪第二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2.
第二章的第一节到第三节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made.
真神他用六日来创造宇宙万物。
The true and living God created the heavens and earth in 6 days.
以及我们人类。
And he also created humankind during
the time. 当他把宇宙万物造完了以后，
After he finished all his creation,
到了第七日,
on the seventh day,
神造物的工都已经那个完毕,
God ended his work which he had done,
就在第七日歇了他一切的工,
and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done,
安息了,
and he rested,
那神就赐福给这第七日,
and God blessed the seventh day,
并且把它定为圣日,
and he sanctified it,
因为神在 这一天歇了他一切创造的工就安息。
Because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
所以这个安息日它并不是律法规定的。
And therefore Sabbath day was not under the law.
神的意思其实是凡是受造的人都要来遵守这个安息日。
This covenant God made was actually with all of his creation.
因为他是用安息日跟亚当立约的。
Because he used the Sabbath day to make the covenant with Adam.
可是后来亚当犯罪以后，人类就分成敬畏神跟不敬畏神。
After Adam fell and sinned, then the descendants of Adam was split into those who worship God and those who did not worship God.
那不敬畏神的当然就不守神的安息日。
And those who did not worship God, of course, did not keep the Sabbath day.
那敬畏神的，我们在圣经里面也没有看到他们在守安息日。
And those who did worship God, we did not see any recording that they also kept Sabbath.
所以在神把以色列人从埃及救出来以后，
It wasn't until when God delivered the Israelites from Egypt.
因为这一群人，神特别讲。
And of this special group of people, God said,
我用老鹰的两个翅膀把你们背出来。
I have borne you on the wings, on eagle's wings.
要让你们在全地当我的子民。
To bring you out so that you can be my special people among above all the nations.
那既然是神的子民，
And since the Jewish people were the people, chosen people of God,
就有义务遵守神所规定的。
They had the obligation to keep the covenant that God
established. 所以神就在这个时候正式把安息日列入这个诫命里面。
And it's during this time of their covenant that God officially instituted Sabbath and made it into their Ten Commandments.
也就是十条诫命的第四条。
Which is the fourth commandment.
十条诫命前面四条就是人跟神跟人的关系。
Out of the Ten Commandments, the first four commandments describes the commandments between God and man.
目的就是叫我们要尽力爱神。
A relationship and how man should honor God.
后面六条就是那个爱人如己。
And the last six commandments is to show how we need to love others as ourselves.
它规范人跟人之间的关系。
It is a moral law between man and man.
好，所以从这边你就可以很清楚了解。
And from here we can clearly understand.
一般基督教派把安息日定为说是律法里面的东西，不是的。
When most mainstream churches dictate that Sabbath day is a thing of the old law, it's not the case.
它是创世的时候神跟人所立的约，赐福给这一天的。
Actually, this Sabbath day that was blessed by God was instituted way before the law was given to the Israelites during the time of creation.
那神设立这个安息日，它的目的在哪里？
So what is the purpose of God instituting Sabbath day?
按照圣经里面所启示的
，In accordance with the revelation of the Bible，
第一个目的希望人纪念神创造的大功。
The first purpose is that man shall remember the great creation that God has done。
第二个目的是对以色列人讲的。
Secondly is a proclamation to the Israelites。
希望这些人被神救赎的人能够纪念神。把他们从埃为奴之地救赎出来的这个恩典。
That these Israelites shall remember that God was the one who delivered them from the house of bondage from Egypt.
因为为奴的地方就得不到安息。
Because in the land of slavery, they cannot receive rest.
把你救出来就是让你享受安息。
And since God is the one who brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, they should remember this on their Sabbath.
因为限于时间很短，我不能每一节都翻圣经给你们看。
Because we have a very short time for this message, I cannot turn to all the verses to show you.
好，那最重要一个目的。
So the most thirdly, most important purpose of Sabbath.
神希望属他的人在日光之下身心舒畅。
God wants to give rest to the people who belong to Him.
我们看这个出埃及记。
Let's look at Exodus.
出埃及记二十三章
，Chapter 23,
二十三章的十二节
，Verse 12. Six days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and the stranger may be refreshed.
你看这边讲到说，我们要六日劳碌做工。
Here says, six days you shall labor and do your work.
然后第七日要守安息。
And on the seventh day you shall rest.
那目的就是让一切的人跟牲畜都能够那个安息，身心舒畅。
So it is that both man and animals can rest and be refreshed, both physically and spiritually.
这个就是安息日的一个真意存在。
This is really the true meaning of Sabbath.
那另外一个很重要的一个意义。
And another important meaning to Sabbath.
安息日是预表着在基督里的安息。
Sabbath represents the eternal rest in the Lord.
人自从始祖犯罪以后
After Adam, progenitor sin,
就在罪、的成为罪的、奴仆
All mankind have fallen to become the slaves of sin.
罪奴、他的人生就是劳苦愁烦
As slaves of sin, it is only toil and labor all the days of his life.、
劳苦愁烦眼睛一闭转眼成空
And after they close their eyes, everything vanishes for all is in vanity.
所以一生当中毫无喜乐可言
So this entire life has no joy or meaning.
更没有安息的日子
And they have no rest for their souls or Sabbath.
但是主耶稣他来成就这一个救恩以后
But after Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to fulfill
that 他亲自向世人宣告
plan of salvation, he proclaimed himself to the world.
凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到他这里来
All who are weary and burdened, come to me for rest.
他就要使我们得安息
Because he shall give you rest.
这个就是在基督里的安息。
And this is the true Sabbath or rest.
他把我们的生命从撒旦的权下迁到、神的、那个归属神。
He has delivered us from darkness into light.
然后在他的恩典里面享受他的安息。
So that we can enjoy the true Sabbath under his grace.
也就是他所宣告的劳苦担重担的人。都可以到他这边来。
That is why he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and late and burdened. Come to me to have rest."
他就使我们得安息。
And he shall give us rest.
那我们进来以后呢
？And when we come in,
我们就应该要好好享受这个安息。
We can truly find rest.
因为这是应许。
Because this is a promise.
所以要把一切的忧虑卸给神。
And therefore, we must cast down all our burdens to God.
因为他顾念我们。
For he cares for us.
啊，秘诀就是。凡事借着祷告、祈求跟感谢。
And secret is to give thanks in all circumstances and to pray in all in every problem we face.
把我们所要的告诉神。
And to tell God all our problems.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God which transcends all understanding shall guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
这个就是基督里的安息。
And this is the peace we shall gain in Christ.
是我们每一个。在基督里面的人都可以享受的。
It is every one of us who are in Christ shall be able to enjoy.
也是神在创世的时候所定下安息日的一个意义。
And it is also the purpose that our Lord instituted Sabbath at creation.
另外
，another point，
它一个遥远的意义。
There is another distant purpose to Sabbath.
预表着将来永远的安息。
It represents and prefigures the everlasting Sabbath we shall enjoy in heaven.
安息。一定要向神所有的工都歇息了。
Because in Sabbath we shall rest from all our labors and toils.
不再做什么工了。
We will no longer labor anymore.
那这样在人在日光之下是不可能的。
And under the sun, man cannot stop from their labors.
唯有到天国去。
Unless they finally reach the heavenly kingdom.
才能向神歇了一切的工。
Only when they reach heaven can they truly rest from all their labors.
因为神所造物所有的工在。第七日就完成了。
Because all the work that God has done, He rested on the seventh day.
也就是他在第七日的时候，已经为我们世人预备一个永远安息的地方。
And He in this instituting a seventh day Sabbath is to tell us that He has given us the promise of eternal Sabbath rest.
希伯来书的作者在第四章就有这样讲。
In Hebrews, the writer says in chapter 4,
说本来预定要进去得安息的人。
That those who have been predestined to enter into the Sabbath rest,
因为他们没信心
but because they did not have the faith to receive it,
所以被神在怒中启示
and therefore God in his anger said,
他们不得进入我的安息
that they shall not enter into my rest.
可是必要、要使人安息的地方已经预备好了
but God has already prepared a place for us to rest.
预定要进去的人没办法进去。
And those who had originally been predestined to enter that rest could not go in.
所以后来神才借着、大卫在诗篇九十五篇另立、一个日子。
And therefore, in according to David in Psalms 95, God has instituted another day.
哎，那个日子就是大卫所说的。
And the day that David refers to.
唯愿今日你们要听他的话。
That May on this day you hear the word of God.
就不可、像你们祖先硬着心一样。
That you shall not have hardened your hearts as in the days of your ancestors.
那个唯愿今日。
When it says today, if you hear his voice,
当然就是指着在基督里啊有啊愿意相信基督十字架救赎的人。
It is referring to the people who shall believe in the salvation of the cross and enter into Christ.
得到基督的救赎以后，
and those who have received the salvation of
Christ, 就有资格进入在一个永远的安息。
They will have the eligibility to enter into the eternal rest of God.
我们来看希伯来书的第四章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 14.
希伯来书第四章，来看第九节。
Verse 9.There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God.
第十节
Verse 10, For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his.
你看这边就讲到必有一个安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
It says that there will be a rest remaining for the people of God.
这个如果你加一个字安息日式的安息就更清楚。
If you add the day of rest will be even more clear that he's referring to the Sabbath day. Because on the seventh day, our Creator rested from all his works. And that is referring to our everlasting rest in heaven above.
我们因着信已经站在基督的安息的恩典里面了。
And through faith, we are now standing in a promise of God in his...
我们要更加努力的。
And his place of rest, and we need to be diligent.
就十一节所讲的。
And to do according to verse 11.
竭力进入那安息。
Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest.
免得有人像以色列人不信，随那种不信从的样子。
Lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience of the Israelites. And they stumbled.
那就是将来永远的安息。
And this is referring to the eternal rest above.
这个就是整个安息日所预表的一个意义。
And these are all the significance and meanings to the Sabbath day.
那一般基督教派啊，他就谈到啊，主耶稣来啊，他废掉律法。
And most mainstream churches will say that God, when Jesus came, he abolished the law.
事实上不是这样子。
But actually, that's not the case.
我们看马太福音第五章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 5,
Matthew chapter 5, 17
verse
17. 念17节就可以。
Verse 17 to verse 18. For do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth should pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled.
你看这边主耶稣就说，不要想我来要废掉律法。
And here, Lord Jesus clearly says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law."
我来不是要废掉律法的。
I came not to destroy the law.
乃是要成全律法。
But to fulfill the law.
成全的意思就是说，让律法做不到的地方，得到那个成全了。
Which means that what the law was unable to do, Lord Jesus was able to fulfill.
天地都废去，律法的一点一滴都不会废去。
Here, the Lord's word says that till Heaven and earth pass away. Not one jot or tittle will by no means pass from the law.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
律法有三大内容。
The law encompasses three major categories.
一个就是十条诫命。
Firstly, is the Ten Commandments.
这是属于道德律方面的。
And this refers to the moral law.
另外有一个就是典章。
And second is the statutes.
又称为礼仪。
Which is the precepts.
就是规范怎么拜神。
And these are the regulations on how to worship God.
在哪里拜神？
Where to worship God?
谁来拜？
Who shall worship God?
用什么东西拜？
What things they shall use to worship God?
这个叫做礼仪啦。
And these are the,
也就是拜神的规矩。
Levitical law about how to worship God.
第三部分就是条例。
And thirdly will be the precepts.
或称为制度。
Or statutes,
生活条例或是社会制度
the principles of the society and law that they should statute they should follow.
它有两个重点
and there are two main points of these statutes.
神说我是圣洁的神
God says I am the holy God.
你们在我面前务必其圣洁
Therefore you shall be holy as I am holy.
第二重点就是爱邻舍如己
And secondly you shall love your neighbors as yourself.
好，那这些东西啊，这些礼仪跟条例啊。因为人肉体的软弱
And for all these laws, the ceremonial laws and the moral law, because of the weakness of humankind,
常常做不到。
They are unable to fulfill.
所以主耶稣才来为我们钉死十字架。
To obey it, and that is why Lord Jesus
他流宝血赎我们的罪。
Came to this world to fulfill the law.
所以律法所要求的圣洁，我们得啊，在主耶稣的救恩里面得到成全。
He shed his blood so that can fulfill the law that is required for a sacrifice of blood for atonement.
律法所规定的正确拜神的规矩。
But the law required in a ceremonial law, the way that is the correct way to worship God,
也在主耶稣的十字架救恩里面得到成全。
Again, was fulfilled under the cross of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣来就用心灵跟诚实来拜神。
Because when Lord Jesus came, we now worship the Lord with spirit and with truth.
唯有十条诫命啊不会废掉。
But out of the law, there's the Ten Commandments which was not abolished.
因为它是属于道德方面的。
Because it is referring to the moral law.
一般基督教派所以不守安息日。
And most Christian churches do not keep the Sabbath day.
他们就说主耶稣跟保罗他们都废掉了安息日。
They incorrectly say that Jesus and the disciples have already done away with the law.
但事实上是这样子吗？
Which is the Sabbath day.
我们看
路加, is that true?
路加福音第四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章十六节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 16. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on a Sabbath day and stood up to read.
你看，这边就记载，主耶稣啊，在安息日，照他平常的规矩进入会堂。
This verse clearly says that Lord Jesus had a custom to enter the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
什么叫做平常的规矩？
What does it mean as his custom was?
也就是说主耶稣他平常都在守安息日。
This means that Lord Jesus had been keeping the Sabbath day all his life.
他这一次到会堂是去读以赛亚书六十一章的第一节的预言。
And this time he went to the synagogue to read Isaiah chapter 61, the prophecy that was written about him.
意思说，这个六十一章的预言是成就在他身上。
Which means that Isaiah 61 is now fulfilled in your presence today.
由这边你就知道，主耶稣并没有废掉安息日。
From all these verses, we can see that Lord Jesus Himself never abolished the Sabbath day.
那他们说保罗也废掉安息日。
They also claim that Paul abolished the Sabbath day.
但事实是这样子吗？
But is that the case?
我们看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
你看第二节。
Verse 2. Then Paul, as his custom was, went in to them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the scriptures.
这是保罗啊，他传福音的。
And we see that Paul in Turk,
到那个提撒罗尼迦那个地方
evangelizing, he reached a place called Thessalonica.
你看他特别讲到在那边有犹太人的会堂。
There you see that there is a synagogue of the Jews.
保罗就照着他素常的规矩进去。
And this verse indicates Paul as his custom was.
一连三个安息日。
Went in to those synagogues for three Sabbaths in a row.
什么叫做素常的规矩？
What does it mean as his custom was?
也就是保罗他平常有在守安息日。
Which meant that Paul had a habit of keeping the Sabbath.
所以由这边就可以得到证明了。
And from here we see the biblical proof.
我不知道为什么一般基督教派的人读圣经怎么都没有读到这边呢？
I do not understand why most mainstream churches do not see this obvious verse.
但主耶稣他跟犹太人在争论的。
And the one thing that Lord Jesus was debating with the Pharisees about Sabbath.
其实不是在争论要不要守安息日。
They were not debating about whether or not to keep the Sabbath day.
而是在争论说怎么守。
His dispute with the Jews was a dispute about how to keep the Sabbath.
守的方法跟方式。
The methodology and the manner in which they should keep Sabbath.
律法规定哦。
The law requires under Sabbath.
安息日什么工都不可以做。
That no work shall be done on Sabbath.
尤其特别指着营生方面的。
especially when it refers to daily chores or,
就是为肚子方为肚子劳碌的方面
or labor to feed your stomach.
好比说捡柴生火
such as picking up sticks for firewood to make a meal. This is not allowed.
可是后来的文士还有律法师，他们一点一滴的一直加上去。
But this was the original Sabbath law under the law given by Moses. But later on, the scribes and Pharisees added much more regulations to Sabbath, which was beyond what the law was given, and that was beyond what was the boundary of the scripture.
他们说安息日不可以走一里路，那个六里路啊。
For example, they are not allowed to walk a league during Sabbath.
然后安息日不可以医病。
And Sabbath, they cannot heal on Sabbath.
不可以做善事。
They cannot do good deeds on Sabbath.
因为什么工都不可以做啊，所以不可以做善事啊。
The scribes and Pharisees prescribe that since you cannot do any work, that would include work that are good deeds.
但是主耶稣问他们一句话说：“你们的驴掉到坑里，你会不会把它抓它救起来？”
But Lord Jesus reasoned with them: If your donkey was to fall into a pit, will you not extend your hand to try to save your animal?
他们会啊，会把它救起来啊。
Yes, they'll do everything they can to save their livestock.
那不是非常矛盾吗？
So is this not a contradiction?
驴是他们的财产。
Donkey and cattle is their property.
看世上的财物胜过人的生命。
And they have now valued their chattel above the value of lives.
这个绝对不是神的那个那种律法规定，不是。
And this is definitely not the intent of the law of God.
这是犹太人在守的安息日。
For this is a Sabbath they have instituted themselves.
我记得我还没有去读神学院以前。
I remember before I went into the theological seminary.
我是在做国际贸易。
I used to work in international commerce.
我有一个算是大客户啊，是犹太人。
I had a big client, and he was a Jew.
他是在台湾开那个贸易商。
And he was an import exporter in Taiwan.
我常常都会跟他那个谈生意。
I would talk to him often about business.
我印象很深的就是有一次星期五下午，我到他公司去跟他谈一笔很大的生意。
And I was deeply impressed on one occasion when I went to his office to talk about a pretty big dollar amount case.
结果谈到下午三点。
And we were discussing this case until 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
他跟我说 stop.
And then he said to me at 3 o'clock sharp, stop.
下星期一再来。
You can come back next week.
我说为什么？
I said to him, why?
我要赶回去。
He says, I must go home.
太阳下山以前我要赶快回去点火烧炉。
I need to turn on my furnace before the sun sets.
因为安息日他们不能点火啊。
Because on their Sabbath they are prohibited from turning on any.
所以在安息日之前，他们要把安息日要吃的东西都预备好，火烧炉打开，就没有点火了。
They are not allowed to turn on gas lights or anything. So before the sun sets, they need to do all the preparation for their meal and their lights beforehand.
这个就是犹太人守的律法的安息日。
And this is the Sabbath under law that is kept by tradition by the Jewish people.
没有得到自由。
They do not have liberty.
反而受到束缚了。
Instead, they are constricted.
虽然看起来很虔诚。
And though they may seem very devout.
但是是外表的虔诚。
But this is only a superficial devotion.
那主耶稣跟他们争的是争怎么守。
And Lord Jesus disputed with them about how they should keep the true meaning of Sabbath.
主耶稣说。
And Lord Jesus said.
人子是安息日的主。
The Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath.
安息日是为人设立，人不是为安息日设立。
Sabbath was made for man, not man for Sabbath.
这是两个重点。
And this is the two important points that Jesus wanted to emphasize.
安息日是为人设立的。
The Sabbath was established for man.
因为创造人完了以后才定下这个安息日。
Because after God created humankind, then God instituted Sabbath.
人的受造不是为安息日受造的。
And therefore, mankind was not created for the purpose of Sabbath.
那安息日是为人设立的目的。
And the purpose Sabbath was created to help mankind.
就是我们刚刚看到出埃及记二十三章第十五节那个使人身心舒畅。
Which is what we refer to in Exodus chapter 23, is that so that we may be able to rest from our toil labors and be refreshed.
那如果你为了守安息日，结果你的心身心得不到舒畅。
And if you keep Sabbath and you are unable to receive physical and spiritual rest or be refreshed,
这就跟神的原意不同了。
And this has already deviated straight from the original intent of God of Sabbath.
所以后来有一次主耶稣的门徒跟他一起走路。
And so one time when Lord Jesus was walking with his disciples,
在路途中肚子饿了。
And on their way, they became hungry.
他们门徒就掐着麦穗来吃。
And so his disciples took some wheat and chaffed it and ate it.
当时的法利赛人他们就非常生气。
And the Pharisees of that time were greatly indignant.
说你的门徒怎么可以犯安息日呢？
He said, how can your disciples violate the Sabbath?
那主耶稣就举一个历史上他们所承认的一件事情。
And Lord Jesus used an example that they all believe in from the Old Testament.
他说大卫在逃亡的时候。
He said, do you remember when David was fleeing for his life?
到祭司的家庭去。
That he went to the house of a priest.
跟他要饼吃。
And he asked for the holy bread.
那个陈设饼只有祭司这个家庭可以吃。
And the holy bread is only allowed to be given to the household of the priest. It cannot be eaten by anyone else.
但是当时的祭司只问大卫说，少年人的器皿如果圣洁才可以吃。
By that time, the priest only asked David one requirement. As long as your man have kept pure, they can partake of this bread.
他就把这个陈设饼拿给大卫跟随的。
And the priest took the holy bread and shared it with David and his man. Because the priest knew that David is the anointed one.
怎么可以让受膏者肚子饿呢？
How can you allow the anointed to go hungry?
所以他了解出于神的怜悯，把这个陈设饼给他吃。
So he rested and believed in the mercy of God and gave this in faith to
David. 那主耶稣就说，这里有一个比大卫更大的。
And Lord Jesus said, that was the case of David, but you have someone here
比神的殿更大的,
who is greater than David and greater than the temple.
就是他嘛。
And that is Lord Jesus himself.
那跟随他的门徒肚子饿了。
In your presence, and even the disciples who are following Jesus,
怎么不能掐麦穗来吃呢?
How is it that they are not allowed to take,
神是充满慈爱怜悯的,
to take wheat for themselves?
安息日是要使人身心舒畅的。
God is full of mercy and grace. How can you not fill your stomach when you're hungry on Sabbath day?
如果为了肚子饿, 结果, 那个整个身心得不到舒畅。
And if you're hungry and you cannot be refreshed in your body and soul on Sabbath,
这样的守安息日就没有意义。
Then it becomes meaningless to keep Sabbath.
所以主耶稣才说，人子是安息日的主。
And that is why Lord Jesus said, the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath.
好，所以守安息日啊。
And therefore keeping the Sabbath day,
不是我们今天在基督里面的安息日，不是守律法的安息日。
We keep the Sabbath under grace, not under the law anymore.
那到底要怎么守？
And what is the Sabbath under grace that we should keep?
我们等一下再来谈这个问题。
We will discuss this later.
我们先谈今天基督教派把安息日废掉，改守主日。
We need to discuss the history of how mainstream churches abolished the Sabbath day and turned it into the Lord's day.
他说现在是一个新的时代。
They say this is a new generation.
恩典的时代。
It's an age of grace.
所以律法规定都不要了。
And so we can do away with all the law.
那既然是新的时代。
And since it's a new age.
所以主耶稣复活那一天最重要。
And therefore, they say the day of Jesus' resurrection is the most important day.
所以他们把那一天叫做主日。
And so they call that first day of the week a Lord's day.
翻遍整本圣经啊。
If you look at the whole Bible,
没有主日这个名称。
There is no such label Lord's day for Sabbath.
他们引用的启示录第一章第十节那个不是主日。
The Lord's day they use in Revelation chapter 1 verse 10 is not the Lord's day.
我们来看启示录第一章第十节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, let's turn to it. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet.
好，你看，这个中文虽然把它翻译成为主日。
So here you see Chinese is translated as the Lord's day.
但是它原文不是主日这个这个那个日子，不是。
But actually, if you look at the original Greek, it doesn't say the Lord's Day.
它这个意思就是说，啊，约翰他在看异象。
It is referring to the fact when John received his revelations of visions from God.
他感觉他的灵被提到耶和华大而可畏的日子那个地方。
He felt that his spirit was lifted up to the day that is the great day of the Lord.
哦，所以这个主日是指着耶和华大而可啊，这啊神的大而可畏的日子。
So this Lord's Day is referring to the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
哎，所以他觉得他不是所谓中文所讲的主日这一个日子。
And so it is not as translated that it is the day of the Lord's Day.
然后他们说，啊，你看保罗要离开，啊，第三次，啊，旅行步道要离开的时候。
And they also refer to the instance when Paul was about to disembark for the third missionary journey.
他在七日的第一日跟那个，啊，信徒聚会。
He had a gathering on the first day of the week with the believers.
啊，我们看这个使徒行传二十一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 21.
来，二十章。
Chapter 20.
第七节。
Verse 7.Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Now, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread.
啊，这其实是他啊，已经知道他没办法再跟这些啊门徒见面了。
Paul knew that he would never see these believers again.
因为圣灵不断的启示他，这一次回去要被捆绑。
Because Holy Spirit never stopped to warn him that he will be.
所以他沿路把他过去所传的。再坚固一下。
That he will be bound in chains when he goes to Jerusalem. So on his way, he continued to exhort and encourage all the places that he had visited.
第六节就写到他们在特罗亚已经住了七天。
And here in verse 7, he had stayed with them for 7 days at Troas.
就在七日的第一日。
And then on the first day of the week,
犹太人在算啊星期啊都是。七日的第一日，七日的第二日，这样子。
And the way the Jewish people count the weeks is they say the first of the 7 days, the second of the 7th day.
那七日的第一日就是我们今天所谓的 Sunday.
And the first day of the week is the equivalent of Sundays to us today.
其实啊，那个是太阳日，你知道吗？
That you know Sunday means the day of the sun.
是罗马帝国在拜太阳神的太阳日。
It is the day that the Romans worship the sun god.
好，那所以这个地方其实不是说哦，他啊，主保罗已经把安息日废掉，改守啊那个七日的第一日这样子。
Therefore, this verse is definitely not supported of their argument that Paul had abolished the Sabbath day.
而是因为隔一天他们就要离开了。
But it is because he planned to depart the next day.
所以啊，以后不可能再见面，所以啊，保罗就把握这个机会啊，谆谆的教诲他们。
Since Paul would never see them again, he grasped hold the opportunity to share with them as much as he could.
好，所以啊，才会发生那个油推骨啊，听到三更半夜啊。打瞌睡掉下来了。
That's why he continued his message until midnight, and that's how we hear the story that Eutychus fell asleep and fell out of the window and died.
所以这些经文没有一个经文能够啊支持说啊那个啊使徒他们都已经改把安息日废掉改成啊那个主日。
Therefore, all the verses that they cite, none of them can support their argument that Sabbath has been abolished.
好，所以。安息日到底要怎么守？
And so let's talk about how we shall keep the
Sabbath day. 现在在基督里面的安息日。
Now today the Sabbath under grace.
有一个大原则。
In Christ there's a great principle.
就是要来享受。
It is to enjoy the Sabbath.
是一种让我们身心舒畅的。
It is to refresh our body and soul.
所以我们称为恩典的安息日。
We call it the Sabbath of grace.
它可以医病。
You can heal on this day.
可以做善事。
You can do good works on this day.
肚子饿了可以吃东西。
If you're hungry, you can go make yourself something to eat. There is nothing wrong with that.
就是要让我们身心舒畅的。
Because he wants us to enjoy and relax and rest on this day for our body and soul.
如果我们在人的权下。
Today, if we're under the dominion of man.
好比当兵啊，警察。
For example, we are a conscripted officer or military officer.
规定。这一天你要上班。
And if you are regulated to work on this day,
那你就应该要照规定去上班。
Then you must go to work.
那 因为如果强迫你来守安息日
because if you're forced to keep Sabbath,
你不断地跟你的组织冲突
then you'll be in constant conflict with your officer.
那你身心都不到舒畅
then you cannot receive rest and refreshment for your body and soul.
这不是神的原意
and this is not the original intent of God. 但是
如果你可以自己做主
but if it is up to you,
那你就要凭信心
then with faith.
把世上的工作放下来守这个安息日
You should lay down all your labors that Sabbath day and to worship God.
所以今天在基督里的安息日是凭信心在守的
And therefore the Sabbath and the grace we keep today we keep by faith.
不是像律法一样把你定得死死的
It is not under laws that we're bound hand and foot to do the things that Sabbath requires.
信心就是你跟神的关系了
And this faith isDepending on your relationship with God.
我记得我还没出来当传道的时候
Before I became a minister.
我是在板桥教会当受青班的班护者
I was the youth leader in Banqiao Church in Taiwan.
那时候有一个青年刚从那个高工毕业就到台北来找工作
There was a young student that just graduated and came to look for work in Taipei.
应该是说他已经当兵退伍了啦。
He had also done his military tour and he was discharged.
可是那时候台湾还没有周休二日，没有周休二日。
周休二日
就是礼拜六还是要上班。
During that time in Taiwan, Sabbath is Saturday is actually a work day for people in Taiwan.
所以他没办法来守安息日。
And so he couldn't keep the Saturday Sabbath.
他很痛苦
and he felt it was very burdensome
他就跟我讲说哇 好期待哦找一个可以守安息的
and so he said I really wish I can find a job that I keep Saturday Sabbath
可是他高工所属 是一种设计工作
but because his work was a design work
找到的都是礼拜六 要上班的
and his line of profession everyone requires working on Saturdays
我就跟他讲
I said to him,
我们的神是全能的神
Our God is an almighty God.
你向他有这样的信心
If you have bring out such faith,
你跟他求
and you plead to God,
叫他求神赐给你这个机会
and ask God to give you a special opportunity,
告诉他说你要守安息日
to tell him that you want to keep the Sabbath day holy.
感谢主哦
and thank God.
三个月后
he had this faith after 3 months.
他竟然去考试考上台塑的公司啊。
He was able to successfully pass an exam to gain entrance into
就好像公务人员一样
Taiwan Power and Light, something that is like government job with all
its perks. 从此以后他就周休二日了。
And so he was able to rest every Sabbath day.
都可以守安息日。
And he was able to maintain that rest of his life.
靠信心。
And through faith.
神是看人的信心。
We can keep the Sabbath for God.
你有这个信心，神一定给你成就一切。
Looks at our heart to see if we have this faith in Him to keep His commandments.
在台湾常常看到很多。做生意的弟兄姐妹
Many times we see brothers and sisters who are in business
安息日把他那个歇业
And in Taiwan they will shut their shops and businesses
那有些人就会用礼拜天去补
And after they close their doors they'll reopen it on Sunday
有些是没有
And some of them don't even open up on Sunday
但是歇业以后
But after they close shop
他们体会神大部分都会在礼拜四礼拜五把他们补足
They have experienced that God will usually give them double portion on Thursday and Friday for what they need.
我出来当传道的第一间教会叫做轮回教会。
The first church that was charged a station was the Lunhui Church in Taiwan.
家家户户都在养牡蛎。鹅啊。
And many of the parishioners there were in the business of farming oysters.
我们的信徒每逢安息日绝对不出海。
But for our believers, none of them will come out to farm the oysters that day on Sabbath.
有一天啊,
one day,
有一个村里的外邦人来跟我聊天。
One of the villagers came to talk to me.
他说，哎，你们信耶稣了，比较聪明呢。
And he said to me, you know, you Christians, you're more smart than us.
我说为什么？
I said, why do you say that?
同样都在养牡蛎。
You are all keeping oyster farms.
我们全年无休。
You are able to rest on Saturday.
那里面信耶稣的， 每个礼拜都休息一天。
Oh, they do not take any day of rest all 7 days, but you are able to keep one day off.
一年就多休息我们52天。
So after a year, you are able to rest 52 days more than we rest.
那我看哦，他们都没有比我们穷啊。
And I realized something. You're not any poorer than us for keeping 52 days.
反而比我们更加那个富有。
Actually, you are richer than us. Even
家家户户都过得很快乐。
Your believers have better. You're more well off than we are, even though you keep 52 days.
我就说，那你为什么不来信？
Then I said to him, then why don't you come to believe?
拜祖先没办法。
He said, I'm sorry because I worship my ancestors. I can't do that.
这个是外邦人亲自给我们做见证。
And this is the testimony of a Gentile which reinforced our faith.
所以我们今天守的叫做恩典的安息。
And therefore today we keep the faith, the Sabbath under grace.
那我们应该抱着一种享受的心情。
And so we should have an attitude that we come to enjoy the Sabbath.
不要消极的态度。
We should not be pessimistic.
不要说因为这是主耶稣定下的，我如果不来，到时候主耶稣打屁股怎么办？
And we should not think of it negatively, like if I don't keep the Sabbath, I might get punished by God.
如果我们的信仰都是怕处罚才来，这个太消极。
If we do things because we're afraid, then that is a very pessimistic faith.
信心要成长。
For faith to grow mature,
改变 把它变成积极的态度。
We need to be more positive.
我来是要来享受安息日。
And more active, I come here to enjoy the Sabbath day of rest.
因为这是神赐福的日子。
Because this is a holy day.
我凭着信心来享受这个安息日。
That's blessed by the Lord, and I will receive it.
我相信主所应许的身心舒畅的日子。
I will receive in faith because I believe his promise in his word that I shall receive rest and refreshment for my soul and body. Because I know I'm already under the grace.
我真的要来享受这个把重担卸给主耶稣的这种安息的日子。
And I want to enjoy being able to put down my weary burdens in the Lord.
然后一边守安息日，一边提醒自己是天上的国民。
And that as we are enjoying the Sabbath, to remind ourselves constantly, we are the citizens of heaven.
我的目标是要到天上更美的家乡，享受永远的安息。
And to remember that our home is not here, but a better home above where we shall receive eternal rest.
这样的话就是一个很有意义的那个守安息日。
And this is a very meaningful way for us to sincerely keep the Sabbath.
进入永远安息的日子还没到以前。
And before we're able to enter into that eternal Sabbath rest,
我们一定要用信心在基督里享受基督的安息。
We need to receive the Sabbath rest through faith in Christ.
主耶稣不是讲吗？
Did not Lord Jesus say,
烦恼苦担重担的人都可以到我这里来呀。
Come to me, all you are heavily laden
and weary. 得安息呀。
And I shall give you rest.
这是何等大的保证。
Rest for your souls. This is a great promise.
我们现在已经进来了。
And now we have come in.
结果你没办法得安息。
And how is it that you cannot be rested?
你还在挑重担。
Why are you still weary and worn?
何等愚昧啊！
Carrying heavy laden.
10年前。
10 years ago.
我来第一次来San Jose那边。
When I first came to visit San Jose.
跟那个何宏哲传道他们上课。
And Preacher Ho were giving the lessons there.
下课的时候在聊天了。
And seminars, and we were discussing.
他说传道。你知不知道美国有多少忧郁症的人？
And during the break, and we discussed, did you know how many people in America have depression?
我就一直猜。
And I was unable to answer a question, I guessed.
顶多那几百万嘛，已经了不起了吧。
I said, maybe a couple hundred thousand people in America that have depression?
他说不是。
He said, no.
7000万。
He said, there is 70 million people.
我吓了一跳，你知道吗？
I was so shocked.
2-3亿人口。有七千万人在忧郁当中。
2-3 billion people, but we have
那代表差不多30% 的人在不快乐的路度路。
About 20-30 million who are in depression, which means that a third of the population.
在这种富裕的国度里面，竟然有30%的人不快乐。
In depression, why is that? When we enjoy such a high level luxury in living here.
所以我们在基督里面的人 一定要享受基督里面的安息。
And so those of us who are in Christ must enjoy the Sabbath rest.
这个哦，靠物质的手段达不到的。
It is not the rest that we can achieve through material means.
要靠信心。
But it is by faith.
两年前了。
And 2 years ago.
我负担的那个分支委教会。
There's another church I was responsible for in Taiwan.
因为每半年都会有。有那个灵恩布道会。
And every half a year, we will have our spiritual convocation evangelical service like this.
可是我们那边有几个姐妹哦，每逢有空的时候，就会拿着传单哦，到那个地铁站那边去传福音。
And we have a group of sisters that will always take the tracts and flyers and go preach in the train station every so often.
有一天呢，他们分发传单，分发到一对年轻人。
And one time they passed a flyer to a young couple.
那个年轻人看到那个传单，说哎，你们是教会哦。
And they, the young couple looked at the flyer and said, "You are church?"
我女朋友哦，忧郁症很严重，有办法吗
？Can you help my girlfriend who has very severe depression?
那我们的姐妹说，耶稣是全能的神，一定有办法。
And the sister responded, "Our Lord Jesus is the Almighty God. Of course, He can cure her."
就跟他们约隔一天的晚上，在他们家跟我碰面。
They made an appointment to go to their house to and arrange a preacher Chen to go visit them.
原来这个人哦，这个小姐啊，她以前哦失恋啊，那个忧郁症非常严重。
And so what happened to this lady was his girlfriend used to had depression because she had a breakup.
那吃了好多好多那种身心科所开的药，没办法。
And she was not able to overcome it through all sorts of drugs and prescriptions.
然后，虽然现在有一个男朋友。
And even though she has a new boyfriend now.
那个男朋友为了医她，到处带着她到大庙小庙去拜。
And the boyfriend took her to many temples to seek after solutions from all different idols.
越拜越严重。
But the more they worship at different temples, the worse.
已经走到没路了。
The worse she became.
那个安眠药每天晚上吃好多颗。
They, she would have to take so much medicine for insomnia each night.
还是睡不着。
She could still not sleep at night.
那他跟我约好的日子到了。
And they didn't know what to do, and so the day of our meeting came.
我就晚上的时候就去那个姐妹传福音的那个姐妹家等他们。
And so I went to the sister who was preaching gospel. I went to her house and waited for this couple to arrive.
她的家人大概有七八个人。
And her household had 7-8 members.
我们都在那边聊天等他们两个人。
And we were chatting and waiting for this couple to arrive.
时间一到，他们这两个年轻人就来了。
And when time came, the young couple entered.
我们很高兴，我们就欢迎欢迎，请进。
And we're very joyful and said, "Welcome, welcome."
结果那个女的一踏到这个门里面就我害怕，我害怕，这样子。
And as she stepped into the threshold of the home, she immediately screamed, "I'm in pain, I'm in pain."
我没有看过这种景象。
I never seen this type of situation.
她一直哭，一直哭，我害怕，我害怕，这样子。
She was in such pain and such gesture, like she was in bondage.
没办法跟你聊天了。
She wasn't able to talk to us.
我就说，我们帮她祷告。
I said, "Let's pray for her now."
在祷告当中，我一直赶鬼。
And as we were praying, I kept casting out Satan from her.
赶了十多分钟。
And after casting out for 10 minutes,
她就安静下来。
She calmed down.
安静下来哦，拿一个手机 LINE 给我看，你看，他们要害我，他们要害我。
And then you can see she show us a line that says, "They're trying to kill me. They're trying to kill me."
我仔细看，那个里面的内容也很平常啊，那种对话都很平常，怎么会是害要害他呢
？I looked at the message she showed me. It was a very normal message. Nobody's trying to threaten to murder her.
原来邪灵让他生出那个错误的心，看的内容都是人家要威胁他的话。
So the evil spirit had deceived her. So whatever she read was threatening her.
那他安静下来以后
，But when she calmed down，
我就开始跟他介绍福音。
I started to speak.
叫他说要到教会来聚会。
Tell her about the gospel and tell her to come to church.
感谢主，他们就答应了。
And thank God.
隔一天就到教会来了。
They agreed and they came to church the next day.
我一边讲道。
And as I'm preaching,
她坐在中间一直在哭。
She was sitting there in the middle and she kept crying.
我心里想说，我有讲得这么感动吗？
And I thought to myself, did I say something that was so inspirational that she was in such tears?
应该不至于这样子吧。
I don't think I'm so.
所以我心里就知道那个有灵在工作。
So I know that a spirit was working on her.
哎，等到结束，我到后面去送那个弟兄姐妹。
And after the service was over, and I was shaking hands with everyone.
那个小姐突然啊，哇，一直哭啊。
And then that.Lady started to scream and shout again.
我请大家还没回去，说我来帮她祷告。
And those people who were still at church told everyone, "Let's pray for her now."
再跟她赶鬼。
And again, we cast out demon from her.
十多分钟，她又安静下来。
After 10 minutes, she calmed down again.
感谢主，从这一天以后，一天一天都好。
And thank God, from that day forward, she slowly recovered better and better every day.
站了大概有半年多。
It took about half a year for her
每次哦，跟她奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦的时候
to fully recover. And every time we would say, in the name of Jesus,
就要呕吐这样子。
Every time we said, in the name of Jesus, cast out demon from you, she'll try to vomit.
她说那个灵哦，会在里面控制她。
Because she could feel the evil spirit controlling her.
让她不想听道理。
Making her not want to listen to the gospel.
她每次在那个就是不想听道理，我就赶鬼。
And every time she didn't want to listen to the gospel, I would start casting out demon from her.
我就感觉到哦，那个鬼一直一直的跑掉。
I could sense in the spirit that one spirit after another started departing from her body.
后来她就慢慢的有喜乐了。
And slowly she was able to have joy within.
可以睡得着觉了。
She was able to sleep.
她没有信的妈妈也看得很清楚。
And her unbelieving mother could see it very clearly. Her daughter was recovering.
感谢主。
And thank God.
后来他们两个人都得到圣灵，然后就一起受洗。
Both of the couple received Holy Spirit and they were baptized.
受洗完两个礼拜，我跟他们办婚礼。
And after baptism, after a week, I conducted their marriage ceremony.
让他们在基督里面成为一体。
They can become one in Christ.
两个人互相扶持。
And they are able to support and help one another.
现在有时候还会有一些，因为刚结婚嘛，有时候会跟婆媳之间有什么问题，就常常打电话，常常用LINE给我说，传道帮我祷告，我这个很不能适应婆婆的那个脾气。
And she will still line me from time to time, complaining about daughter-in-law, mother-in-law relationship.
我说你一定要得胜。
And asked me to pray for her. I said, you must,
重新被他掳走。
You must be victorious. You must not be put in bondage by Satan again.
把一切的忧虑借着祷告卸给神。
To cast all your cares on him through prayer.
感谢主。
And thank God.
信仰就是要这样慢慢的成长。
And this is how our faith will grow slowly, mature.
这个就是基督所要赐给我们的安息。
And this is the rest and peace that the Lord wants to give us.
现在我们每个人都享受了。
And all of us are enjoying it now.
期待大家都要永远站在这个恩典里面。
And we hope everyone will continue to enjoy the Sabbath rest.
那亲爱的朋友呢？
And how about our friends?
你还没有进来啊？
You have not come into Christ yet.
我们很期待你把你的重担挑到耶稣面前来。
We also hope and ask that you will cast your cares on Jesus.
把一切的重担卸给神。
And bring it to the presence of Jesus and give it to him.
然后每个安息日跟我们一起来在这边享受主的安息。
And come every Sabbath to enjoy the Sabbath with all of us.
并且盼望将来永远的安息。
So that you can also have the eternal hope of eternal Sabbath.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him.
149首。
149.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
We will now pray.
祷告很简单。
Prayer is very simple.
只要第一句话，念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We begin the prayer by saying, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray."
因为前面两天都已经说明过了。
We have explained prayer the last 2 days.
好，那再来重复一直念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And we continue to repeat, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
哈利路亚就是赞美天上真神的意思。
Hallelujah is a Jewish word that means praise the heavenly Father in heaven.
所以我们只要不断的重复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
We just need to continue to repeat, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
我们的心向神来祈求。
Let's open our hearts to the Lord, ask Him.
嘴巴来赞美他。
Let's open our mouth to praise Him.
那教会是圣灵建立的教会。
A church is established by the Holy Spirit.
当应许的圣灵降下的时候。
When the Holy Promised Holy Spirit comes upon you.
我们本来在念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Originally, you may be saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那个舌头就会不住止的跳动，或是卷动，会发出奇异的舌音。
Tongue would actually start leaping and actually roll and speak a spiritual heavenly tongue.
我们称为圣灵的话语。
We call it the language of heaven.
虽然我们听不懂。
Of the spirit, even though we don't understand its language.
但是他在灵里却讲说各样的奥秘。
But it speaks mysteries in the spirit.
那你仍然意识非常清楚。
And your mind will be very clear.
你想停就停。
You want to stop anytime you can.
想祷告他就帮你祷告。
If you want to have it help you pray, it will help you.
这个就是圣灵。
And this is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们期待在座的慕道朋友，你可以把握这个机会来祷告。
So we welcome all of our friends to grasp hold this special opportunity to come and pray.
要记得，我们是用心灵跟诚实在拜神。
To experience that we worship God with our spirit.
你跪下去，如果你发现说没有几分钟就开始胡思乱想
，and spirit and truth, but if you kneel down, you start to think of a whole bunch of other things.
你就要祷告求主耶稣让你的心能够专注。
Then you need to ask God help you to concentrate.
如果跑出去了，赶快又拉回来。
Every time you lose focus, then try to refocus.
千万不要去游览。
To concentrate and not to
urban 游览不完又到 LA 去了。
Stray your mind over LA and Irvine.
等到我一打那个铃声一响，我怎么在祷告
？And after I ring the bell, then it's already you've lost the time.
这个就浪费时间。
And this is a waste.
所以要
a prayer.
一定要把心收回来。
So we need to be concentrated.
专注的。
And bring back our heart.
只有一个意念。
To concentrate only one thing.
求圣灵。
Which is the prayer.